you're seeing a lot of pushback from elected leaders in this state, as well as the leaders of the TCEQ and the Railroad Commission. In fact, right after your appointment, the TCEQ chairman said that you were an environmental activist. What's your response to that?
I don't want to spend a lot of time getting into a back and forth, non-productive argument with state officials, with the governor's office, or with the leadership of TCEQ. I am an environmentalist, and I've been an environmentalist for many years, and it's something I'm very proud of. Part of it is because I do believe in a clean environment. I believe in improving public health. I believe there are communities that have a lot of environmental challenges. And at the same time, with my engineering training, I realized that a clean environment is good for business. It's no coincidence that countries all over the world model their environmental laws and their environmental agencies after EPA. And at the same time, in our country, we have the highest standard of living in the world. And that's because when you have clean air, you reduce asthma attacks in children. So the parents can go to work, the parents can be productive, and that helps business. When you have clean water, the children, elderly, and sick, vulnerable populations of the country aren't getting intestinal diseases, which reduces our healthcare costs. When you look at especially the bigger cities in Texas, we have county hospitals that are paid for by taxpayers. Every child that shows up with an asthma attack who doesn't have insurance, or every elderly person who shows up with some kind of a gastrointestinal upset from drinking unclean water, those costs are passed along to taxpayers. And so I'm a big believer that although our primary mission is to protect public health and the environment, we are also one of the leading economic engines of the country.